Mike Tagubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome once again as we again look into the wonderful truths of the eternal Word of God, and how richly blessed we are to have God's Word, to be born into the family of God, to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit of God, who represents God the Father and God the Son, living in our lives as children of God. Yes, beloved, we are in a spiritual warfare with the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and his demonic forces. They are real enemies that are at work in the world about us. And yes, beloved, we have discussed how that my wife was threatened by a demon-possessed man for some 3 hours, and how that our little son was attacked by demonic powers, and how that the Lord Jesus has been our shield, our defender, our protector, and how that we began to get every book on demonology that we could to learn how to stand against these demonic powers and see them defeated, and see them have no place in our lives, and to have victory over them. How the blood of Christ is our shield and our defender, and how that they hate the blood of Christ, because it was through the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary and his shed blood that we have been delivered and set free from the powers of darkness and the forces of evil. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory over those evil influences. And we've talked about how that we've been attacked by demons since that time, and yet how the Lord is our victor, how that he is the one who gives deliverance and protection from the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. And, beloved, his word is so very true. It's so important that we purpose to walk in truth, to walk in righteousness, to walk in communion and fellowship with the Lord, as 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 through 7 states. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. And what is the light? Jesus is the light in this sin-darkened world, beloved. He came to illuminate and to open up to us the truth of God's Word. And when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior, his Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. As John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spiritual part of man. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God has moved into our spirit to do that work of salvation. And as we saw in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's the Holy Spirit of God, who is the power of God indwelling every child of God. Now, the more the United States of America turns away from the truth of God's Word and from the eternal God, the more we're going to begin to see and experience demonic activity here in our nation. How vital it is that we as believers in the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and to know about our Almighty God, that we walk in love as children of light. And let me just read to you what the Scripture admonishes us to do in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 through 18. If you have a New Testament, I invite you to get it and to read along with us if you're able to do so. And here we read, "But be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love." Now notice, walk in love, "as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jestings which are not convenient, neither, but rather giving of thanks, being thankful in every situation. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater." Covetousness is idolatry, beloved, because a person's life is centered around the thing that he covets. "Nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." That is, our life is so to reflect the truth that people will see Christ in and through us. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light." You go into a dark room, switch a light, switch on, and the whole room is flooded with light, and the darkness flees away. Darkness and light have no fellowship. They don't get along with each other. "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." My friend, if you are dead in trespasses and in sin, the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, can illuminate your life and give you an understanding of truth and deliver you from that spiritual death that you're involved in. "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." What does it mean to walk circumspectly? Have you ever seen a dog laying sleeping and a cat come walking by? How it walks circumspectly around that dog? Very carefully it walks around it. So we who know the truth in this wicked world need to walk circumspectly, wisely, carefully, not to allow the world and its wicked influence to impact and neutralize our usefulness to Almighty God. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil," that is, wisely using our time. "Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." What is God's will? He tells us in the next verse. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. This is God's will for every believer, that we yield to the Holy Spirit, that we are completely submissive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. And he goes on to describe the results of it in the family of a believer when they are filled with the Spirit and walking after the Spirit, walking in obedience to the Lord, yielded and available to the Lord. Also over in 1 John, if you'll turn with me to 1 John, and remember it's a little short book in front of the book of Revelation. 1 John chapter 4. Again, let's look at that passage of Scripture. It's so important that a child of God be aware of these truths. Beloved, believe not. This is verse 1, 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets, people who are under the control of evil spirits, are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Now there are many false teachers out there, heading up false religions that will have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, that deny that Jesus Christ is God, that will not have anything to do. They may even use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they twist the truth and say that Jesus Christ is following their false God and that Jesus Christ is not truly the Son of God. And so, beloved, they do not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh and is of Almighty God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, these evil spirits, these false prophets, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Ye are of God, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. Till next time, goodbye.